Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After the Department of Energy announced the origins of the pandemic more than likely started in a Wuhan, China laboratory, the White House is backtracking the statement after China denounced the DOE statement. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office, and he's got a whole government effort designed to do that. There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started. There is just not an intelligence community consensus.
Former President Carter is under hospice care.
As former President Jimmy Carter remains under hospice care, his niece says he's had a good day on Sunday.
Right now, we honor Uncle Jimmy, and we know that he knows that every single breath he takes, every step he takes, every person who's there with him is there because it's supposed to.
Leanne Smith said her uncle is talking and eating, even asked her to bring him soup. She told Fox 5 News that he still has some time in him. The 98-year-old Carter decided earlier this month to spend his final days at his home, surrounded by family and friends, instead of undergoing further medical interventions. I'm Julio Flores.
The office of Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, released an update regarding his health after the senator checked himself into a hospital for clinical depression earlier this month. Fetterman's communications director, Joe Covello, said the senator was doing well and working with doctors as he remains on the path to recovery. California is being hit with more severe winter weather today, as forecasters warn of heavy rain and snow. It will continue along the West Coast through tomorrow. Schools and roads across Northern California remain closed, as the National Weather Service said the region faced two more rounds of heavy snow and dangerous blizzard conditions. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
More revelations in the Dominion voting machine lawsuit against Fox News.
Dominion Voting Systems alleges Fox leaders knew that election fraud was a lie in November 2020, but continued to allow and encourage that lie on the air. Last month, News Corp Executive Chair Rupert Murdoch testified under oath that he wishes Fox had been stronger in denouncing claims that the election was stolen. Dominion also claims that Murdoch passed confidential information about ads the Biden campaign was airing on Fox onto Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
The White House has mandated that all federal agencies remove TikTok from phones and systems in an effort to keep U.S. data safe from meddling eyes in China. The ban follows similar actions in Canada, the European Union, and Taiwan. Several states, including Texas, Maryland, and South Dakota, have already barred state employees and contractors from using TikTok on government-issued devices. Former President Trump called for the ban years ago that fell on deaf ears in Washington, D.C. The European Space Agency said that space organizations are considering how to keep time on the moon as part of a larger effort to standardize lunar communications. Until now, each new moon mission had to be operated on its own timescale exported from Earth, but that isn't sustainable as the lunar landscape evolves and becomes its own entity. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Dr. Michael Busler, the public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey. Doing terrific. Always an honor to have you with us, sir. Hey, headline, not an accident. You know, for everybody that wanted to get on top of this deal with COVID, and this has been a slow drip, painful and torturous process, you know, the truth is finally coming out. That's the problem with the truth, and that really messes up the heads of people who lie, is that it eventually comes out. Headline on Fox is not an accident. CCP government intentionally released COVID-19 all over the world. This, according to a Chinese virologist. I mean, this is a bombshell.
It certainly is, and it's horrible. And there were a number of news outlets, at least some, that were saying that we should have looked into this sooner, and the administration kept saying that, look, this didn't come from the lab. It came from the wet farms. And they were trying to pass off this false narrative, and it ended up, I think, causing some tremendous problems. Clearly,
well, you're talking millions of people dying in the process here. Not only here in the United States, if we go with the number that the CDC gave us. I mean, they've given us two numbers. One number is overall anybody, even if you got ran over by a truck and you had a sniffle, you died of COVID. We know those kind of stories. But or you go with what they said earlier or later, actually, about 8 months ago when they said maybe about 3% of the actual deaths was due to COVID alone. But regardless, millions of people around the world died as a result. And again, keep in mind that, you know, this happened under Donald Trump's watch as well. And so which goes to point out that Dr. Fauci, the apparatchik of the government, of the bureaucracy and the deep state, again, had so much influence over the narrative here. And maybe this is what's all bubbling up here, is that the deep state that Donald Trump called out, that people, even Jerry Nadler said, oh, doesn't exist, is alive and well, that the deep state is, you know, is that group of level pullers in the shadows that we didn't elect, but that are that are creating and, you know, pushing through policy 100%. That has been injurious to America, right?
Yeah, when you talk about how much injured we were, remember, as a result of this, we shut down the economy completely. That's never happened before. Plunged us into a very deep recession. I was short-lived because we stimulated the economy. But then all these masks we had to wear and all the schools that were closed down and the damage it's causing to younger children, we won't see probably for years from now. But all the children are now behind in their learning, that their social skills haven't developed properly. I mean, to walk around with a mask all day and not being able to see the face of the other kids in the class, I think is devastating to the children. So it clobbered the economy. It ruined our mental health. It probably changed the election in the U.S. And China really should be held accountable for this. And, you know, they should pay for this. And you're talking trillions of dollars worth of damage. Trillions.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, multiple trillions of dollars. I mean, I've heard estimates anywhere from, you know, 15 to 30 trillions of dollars of injury to the world. You know, this has just been devastating. But does the world have the intestinal fortitude? Does they have, do they have the backbone to stand up and indict? Because this was what needs to be happened, is that people need to be in agreement and indict the communist Chinese for this, because they knew what was going on. We don't know when, but we know they knew. Dr. Fauci knew. You know, it was clearly reported early on. We reported on this. Investigative journalists reported on it. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, social media, and the rest of the legacy media did everything they could to squash it. They called us conspirators. They canceled our reports, said they were, you know, they were exaggerated, not true. And what I'm referring to specifically, Michael, is that Dr. Fauci had a team there in Wuhan, I think for about 18 months. And he invested money in the build out of that laboratory against the orders and the wishes of the current president, Barack Obama. But Dr. Fauci, having the power that he has, which is, you know, unbelievable to me to think that he would have this kind of power, would override the president, do this. And his men came back, his people came back 18 months after they were there and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be a problem. So they knew back then that it was suspicious and they lacked efficacy. And so when this happens, does Dr. Fauci speak up? No. I mean, I believe that he gave purposely gave Donald Trump bad intel, along with our leaders, some bad intel in order to protect his interest and gain of function desires there in China. That's my summary and what I'm reading from, you know, the facts that I've got.
You know, Bill, and all of that makes sense. And if you look at the facts, I think you'll see that everything is you said is factual, and it did happen. You started off the question by saying, does the world have the fortitude to stand up to China? The answer is, I don't think so. And there's political reasons for that, but China has spread its influence around the world financially, helping a lot of countries. And these countries are very reluctant to stand up and say China did something wrong because they're afraid of losing the aid that China's giving. China's going around the world building roads and infrastructure for a lot of less than developed countries. And it's very difficult for them to say, hey, China caused this problem. And when China is in there helping these countries, you know, and then.
Well, but they're not helping them. But Michael, to your point, they're not helping them out of the goodness of their heart. There is quid pro quo in here. China expects, like everything that they invest in, a return on investment. So they tie up these nations, and so they have to have the backbone and the vision to be able to say, okay, what is life like without China, and how long will it take for us to get any kind of remedy so that we can you know, divorce ourselves from the influences, decouple, you know, from China, and move on with these infrastructure projects that are so necessary for our individual countries, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're not going to have these countries. They're not going to be able to stand up to China and fear losing all the aid that China has given. And you're right. China doesn't give this aid out of the goodness of their heart. China gives this aid because they looked at it as making an investment and let that country that they're investing in become dependent on China. And China is looking for a very large return. Look, China devastated the entire world with this. And as you mentioned, they knew it was happening. They have to pay a price for this. Now, whether there's enough fortitude to have them pay a price, we'll see. We're not even sure if our president is compromised because of his prior dealings with China. Certainly, he occasionally gives some rhetoric to make it look like he's standing up to China, but he really isn't. And I don't think he's going to push this narrative that it was all China's fault, even though he should, and we should seek restitution.
All you have to do is look into Hunter's laptop. Stay with us. More coming up.
Your very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
What's your best one-time tax-deductible gift? To have Bill keep fighting the good fight with you. $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? How about a tax-deductible gift of $100 every month over the next year? Your gift matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Different people groups throughout India are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and Christian literature in the languages people are most comfortable speaking makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces 13 different radio programs in 12 languages in India. More and more spiritually hungry people are tuning in daily to learn more about Jesus. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the hope of Christ around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes providing access to the gospel in the languages people were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Breaking news about COVID, no wonder people are crying out for a COVID truth commission. Of course, it scares me whenever they put the word truth in there, because we know the definition of truth in D.C. is probably the furthest thing from what the truth actually is, because in political speak, the truth isn't necessarily the truth. It is. It becomes a relative element, doesn't it, Michael Busler?
Yeah, it certainly does. And the fact that there's the American public in general has really lost faith in the government and somewhat in the judicial system. And in a democracy like we have today, that's a disastrous thing to happen. We should encourage transparency and factual information instead of the government. And even the federal government, they're constantly trying to spin things a certain way politically. The American public want to know what the facts are, what's actually happening, and what we intend to do about it. And all we get is a lot of double talk and double speak. And then they say things. You later find out, well, it's not exactly the way they said it. In a free democracy, this is a terrible thing to happen. We have to restore our faith in the government and the judicial system if we're going to move forward.
Well, the fact of the matter is, people still question right now to this day, is Joe Biden the president? Who's running the country, Michael? I mean, seriously, it almost sounds cynical, and some of us, you know, laugh about it. I get that. But that is a real problem. We don't know who's running this popcorn stand. And, you know, Donald Trump pointed out the deep state. You know, we're seeing other things going on. There was a report on Fox. Tucker Carlson was quite the reveal the other night when he exposed what happened with Richard Nixon, the most popular president, 17 million votes, most popular president ever in the modern era. He's voted within months. He's ejected as president. He has to resign. Okay, and what led up to that, according to Tucker's report, is that Nixon made a big mistake. He brought in the director of the CIA and says, "Hey, I know who killed John Kennedy." So connect those dots. Then also connect the dots that they get rid of the vice president, Spiro Agnew, right, on tax evasion. So they kick him out and they bring in Gerald Ford. And from what I understand, the political pressure on President Nixon was such that Gerald Ford is the guy. That's who you're going to pick. And so Gerald Ford was on the Warren Commission. He protected the CIA of any involvement with the Kennedy assassination, right? So now you start looking at all this cabal that's going on way under the shadows, of our government, these unelected permanent ruling class, and they are well entrenched, and they are who is running the government. You know, people want to say, well, it's Valerie Jarrett, it's Barack Obama. I think they're complicit, they're co-conspirators, but there is a deeper state than people realize, than I even think that Donald Trump even thought. And, of course, Donald Trump was warned, if you recall, not to mess around with the deep state, even though Jerry Nadler insisted the deep state didn't exist, right? So this is, to your point, to see, this is what happens. See, the American people are treated like mushrooms. We're all kept in the dark. We're fed manure. We're double-spoke to death. We're gaslit. It's incredible what they've done to us. I mean, even like on retirement accounts, right? You have the Democrats and Joe Biden saying, oh, no, there's no, we're not going to force retirement accounts. We're going to let people, invest and ESG investment rule. No, it's not going to be part of it. And of course, back in November, the Republicans said, oh, no, this is huge. I mean, this is, again, like one of those moments, kind of Joe Wilson moments when, President Obama said, no, we're not going to allow illegal immigrants to have access to Obamacare. And remember, during the State of the Union, and Wilson says, no, you lie. Well, here's another deal. Perfect case in point. The president says, no, your retirement accounts aren't going to be touched. There's no ESG investment rule going to be involved. And now we find out there is one.
Yeah. And so the pension funds apparently are going along with this, too. And it's to the detriment of all the retirees. And why is that? Because the financial return you get in these socially oriented firms is much different than the return you would get if you're just looking strictly at investment opportunities and investment returns. So it ends up that the retirees, the American public, are going to suffer by all this. And
exactly,
it's another example of how the U.S. is losing its economic freedom. You know, at one time we were at the top of the list in terms of economic freedom. The latest index, we're now 25th in the country.
Exactly.
There's 24 countries ahead of us that have more economic freedom than we do. And why is this a real disaster? You may recall a couple of months ago when I was on this show and I said, look, the reason the U.S. Was able to grow from the birth of a nation to the largest economy in the world in about 150 years was because we followed the principles of individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government. All
exactly.
of that creates economic freedom, and as long as people are free to pursue their interests, it ends up they do much better, and society as a whole will do much better. This loss of freedom, I think, is a disaster that will cause our economy to slow down and stagnate if it already hasn't. And these are some things that we're going to have to try to reverse. Hopefully, when the next administration comes into office, they'll be able to do that.
Well, this compromises the whole capitalistic system, Michael, and it mediocritizes everybody, frustrates the heck out of, you know, the people that really are the engines behind behind all this. These are the key money makers, the people that do good in terms of, because they're able to operate, as you said, so key, and people need to really understand this. It's all about liberty. Everything that comes
exactly.
across your portal, you got to say, is this going to make me more or less free? If it compromises your freedom, you got to say, hell no. I mean, it's just a simple, quick response. It should be Pavlovian after all we've gone through in this last 3 years under COVID. I mean, they stripped us of our freedoms. And guess what? Just like with 9/11, they're not going to take them back. You know, they hold on to that precious ground, right? And so we're going to live with some sort of COVID boogeyman or some sort of enforcement, soft or hard, until the day we die, because that's the way this permanent bureaucratic class works.
That's exactly right. And all of this ends up limiting our freedoms. And if people are not free to choose and free to pursue what they believe is their own self-interest, primarily, it ends up slowing down the economy. You're going to see some stagnation, and then you start to see people say, well, we're low income. We need help from the government. So then the government has to spend even more money to help those people. Where does the government get the money? They have to raise it in tax revenue from the people that actually earn it. This will stagnate the economy, and it will reduce the standard of living ultimately. We have to bring back the principles that made this country great: individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government. That's the things we should be pursuing, and that's what made America great, and it will continue to make America great if we follow those principles.
Well, here we are in the last, since 2020, you reported, Michael, $7 trillion we've added under this administration. And to what good? Is America better off for the $7 trillion that Joe Biden just put on the backs? It's not even us anymore. It's our grandkids and our great-grandkids. I mean, you talk about taxation without representation.
There it is.
I mean, this is scary stuff, Michael. I mean, look at the people have to, again, the people, this is a time, this appointed time. There's got to be a line in the sand here where the people say, no more, no further. This cannot happen. We have got to take this country back for the sake of the next generation that's just around the corner. Dr. Michael Bussler has been with us. Michael, you're awesome. Appreciate the insight and the counsel as always. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. After the Department of Energy announced the origins of the pandemic more than likely started in a Wuhan, China laboratory, the White House is backtracking the statement after China denounced the DOE statement. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office, and he's got a whole government effort designed to do that. There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started. There is just not an intelligence community consensus.
California is being hit with more severe winter weather today, as forecasters warn of heavy rain and snow. It will continue along the West Coast through tomorrow. Schools and roads across Northern California remain closed, as the National Weather Service said the region faced two more rounds of heavy snow and dangerous blizzard conditions. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Up next, Jeff Camp, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, now ministry leader. I'm just looking at a picture of he and Stacy. They were in Israel. He's all covered with mud. I mean, he totally went Ash Wednesday crazy, either that or maybe a little bit of, maybe he channeled his Braveheart or something there at the Dead Sea. I think it's interesting, though, Jeff. I mean, your whole face is covered, like I said, man. You almost went total Braveheart. But Stace, what is it about women? There's no way they're going to put any mud on their face unless they happen to go, unless they go spend, you know, about $5,000 to, you know, do something about their complexion. But here in this picture, you're covered with mud. She's not. What's the deal?
Well, yeah, hey, Stacy and I had the benefit of going to Israel for the first time ever. And
yes,
we had an amazing trip. We spent one night and day down at the Dead Sea, and it actually is a skin treatment to put the Dead Sea mud on your skin and face. And Stacy didn't want to go for the face thing. She's not very vain. I did it for the Braveheart effect, not for the softness of my skin. But what a fun time to be in the land of Israel.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah.
Be silly a little bit and cover myself with mud and then jump in that crazy salt water that makes you float like crazy.
I know, it's an incredible experience, and I have such fond memories. And when I saw this picture, it took me right back, you know, to my experience there at the Dead Sea as well. But what an experience for you and Stacy and those that went with you to I mean, the Bible now is totally different to you now, right? As a result of this, right?
It is. It is. When Jesus says the gates of Hades will not prevail against you, and Peter, you're like a rock, and on this rock I'll build my church. We looked at the place where Jesus taught them that.
Right.
And it was up in Caesarea Philippi, and there was a giant, giant rock wall with a, like, 80-foot cave, and the pagan worshipers had worshipped Pan, kind of a god of the earth and magic, and it was like an entrance to the middle of the earth to Hades. Mm-hmm. And that's where they drew their prayers and dreams that maybe God will make something good happen, this God of Pan. Well, Jesus brought these guys up there and he said, Peter, who do people say that I am? And, you know, they said a teacher, a prophet, a healer. But who do you say I am? He said, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. Mm-hmm. And he said, blessed are you because God gave you the ability to know that and say that, which is really where we all need to be. It's the humility that God gave us the ability to know him. And then that's when he said the thing about, hey, Peter, you're a rock, and I'm going to build a church upon that statement and that faith that's in you, that rock-solid faith. And then he was right there pointing at this 200-foot rock wall and an 80-foot hole that the pagan worshippers used to think that the god of Pan, whatever that was, came out and would answer prayers. And he said, the gates of Hades, you know, won't prevail against this faith in me.
Right.
Pretty cool to
exactly.
read the Bible that way.
Well, and the thing that's so powerful about that bit of conversation between Jesus and Peter is and this is something for us to understand, and for all people who have not reconciled the Christ, who Jesus is. And Jesus basically says, Peter, because you acknowledged who I am, I'm going to acknowledge who you are. Right? I mean, because what do we want in this experience? What are we hoping for? To thine own self be true, to understand who we are, whose we are, and why we're here and what we're supposed to be about. And it starts, as Jesus exampled here and demonstrated to Peter, it starts with acknowledging Jesus. You acknowledge Jesus, you're going to get the whole enchilada, right?
Oh, that's good. C.S. Lewis, I think it was, said, if you aim at getting the things of the world, you miss out on the things of God in heaven.
Yeah.
But if you aim at the things of God in heaven, you get all the things of the world to put in without their side effects, right? Without the addiction and the striving and the putting all your hope in money or circumstances or health or your family. But you just said something really pretty fundamental that we all need to listen to. It's in a day and age of identity crisis. You just reminded us that if you acknowledge the identity of Jesus as God, he then will speak your identity into you.
Exactly.
And you're set free from all the insecure striving that we fall into when our dad didn't praise us, maybe didn't even say he loved us, maybe our folks split up, maybe we were abused, maybe we've been told, you'll never amount to anything, you stink, you're a doofus. You know what? Those are the voices that the enemy uses from the world to trap us and define us and shrink us and chase us away from our real destiny. But God, if we'll acknowledge him, God, you're God, and Jesus is your solution. He's the Messiah. He's my Lord. Once we do that and we know who God is, he then tells us who we are. And if you're a woman, you're his beloved, adopted daughter, who he smiles upon and cherishes and has cleaned up everything bad unto you and everything you've ever done bad. And if you're a man, you are his adopted, beloved son. And he's forgiven everything done wrong to you and that you've done wrong, and even the struggles you're in today. And he doesn't see you that way. He says, I see you as who you will be in heaven with me. I've given you the righteousness of Christ. I give you credit for that. I smile upon you. I overlook your weaknesses and fallibilities because I'm outside of time and space, and I've already saved you.
Exactly. Yeah, he knows the end from the beginning. Everything that you need in order to fulfill your purpose, he's given you.
Yep.
It's there.
And it starts,
it's up to us.
It starts in Christ, and it starts in identity.
Yeah, you cannot begin to apprehend it until you do first principles. First principles, you've got to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Once you do, it opens up the powers of heaven onto you, onto your life, to do the things that God has brought you into this appointed time. Here we are. We're in this Jubilee year that we're in. And it's interesting. We've got a revival in Ashbury taking off. We got the Jesus Revolution coming on at the same time. You've got Jonathan Kahn's book, The Return of the Gods. I mean, the appointed time, all in the Shemitah Jubilee year, Jeff, which Jonathan said, Bill, what we can look forward in this Jubilee year is the unique nature of this particular Jubilee year is that we get double for our trouble. Is that cool?
I mean, that sounds like the a blitz. You get blitzed once and you get two touchdowns out of it.
Exactly.
You get a bigger portion of God.
Yes.
When you are desperate and turn to Him. And Stacy and I went to the Jesus Revelation movie the other night, and there was a powerful line that Lonnie Frisbee, the hippie Jesus freak that helped Chuck Smith get that church movement going for Jesus. And Lonnie Frisbee was imperfect. Chuck Smith is imperfect. Jeff Kemp is imperfect. I'm not sure about Bill Martinez. He's pretty
perfect. You know that. Come on, let's go.
Lonnie said to Chuck, he was trying to explain what's going on in the hippies. He said, man, we're trying drugs. We're trying sex. We're trying music. And it's leading us nowhere, but it's a good quest. We're looking for God. We're looking for God, and we don't know how to find Him. We're desperate. And he said, Chuck, being desperate is a very powerful place to be. Will you please welcome us into your church and start telling us about Jesus? And I think Americans, with all the depression, all the loneliness, all the family divisions, some people with cancer, some people with economic problems, but a lot of us with probably more emotional, relational problems, we're getting to the point of desperation. And if we get desperate and we turn to the God that created us and has the only solution, then I think, like you're saying, Jubilee means He will overfill us with His love and His presence and our identity as we get to know who Jesus the Savior and Lord really is. So let's be desperate. Let's run to the source and say, God, I need you, and I want you to take over and fill up everything that I haven't been able to fill up myself.
He redeems all our mistakes and all those experiences that we've gone through, and He uses it for His good, just like with Lonnie Frisbee in the movie. You know, as you said, Lonnie was flawed. Chuck Smith, we're all flawed. But God takes that and He molds it and redeems it and makes it for His glory if we're willing to let go of those things that brought us to that desperate place, right?
It's largely let go of control.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Control is something America has trained us to hold on to.
Jeff Kemp, you're awesome. God bless, buddy.
I
Take care.
I to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM is transforming how it engages with business partners through the launch of IBM Partner Plus, a single integrated program to help deepen partners' technical expertise, accelerate time to market, and win with clients. New and existing partners will experience a transparent, simple, and modern program anchored around three pillars: competitive incentives, insider access, and enhanced support and benefits. Partners can grow skills, develop solutions, and build sales expertise using IBM technology. Kate Woolley, General Manager, IBM Ecosystem.
We are introducing IBM Partner Plus, a new program built hand-in-hand with our partners to help them gain skills, grow faster, and earn more. By offering access to the same education, programs, and hands-on training that IBMers get, we are better equipping partners to bring the power of AI and hybrid cloud to our clients.
For more information, visit ibm.com/partnerplus.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, how you doing? Well, happy Tuesday to you. The final day of February. Can you imagine? Wow. It's like going fast, and maybe some say not fast enough. I can understand the mixed emotions of it all, but here we go. We're going to take a breath, and we're going to pause for just a moment and connect with Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, back fresh from the Paxton tour. She took baby Paxton all over the place to make sure all the relatives had a chance to hold him. I got to tell you, I was very jealous watching. I mean, and certainly, I mean, I yield to the family, you know, help me, Wanda. Has to hold her grandchild and, you know, and the great grandparents and everybody. That's so neat. But gosh, what a great looking young man. I mean, he is just a beautiful baby.
Thank you. I definitely. I know I'm biased, though. My goodness, God really blessed me with a beautiful little boy.
Well, congratulations once again. You know, before you know it, you know, he'll be through school, he'll be driving and, you know, having fun with his life as well. It goes so quick, Sam. It just goes so quick. And I imagine even now in the short period of time, what are we at? Barely 2 months, right? Are we at two months now with him?
We'll be 11 weeks this week, actually.
And, right, exactly.
One of the cool things we got to do while we were traveling last week was my grandpa turned 97 in December, the same month that Paxton was born. So they're 97 years apart, so we got a cool picture.
Oh, and it was such a sweet picture. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. That's just precious, you know, when you see this, that, you know, this kind of, you know, generation and blessing and for your grandfather, you know, his great-grandfather, to be able to hold him at 97, I mean, wow, what an incredible, and you can see it too on your grandfather's face, right?
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, excuse us, ladies and gentlemen, for going down memory lane, but you can tell Sam and I have a relation. We've known each other for a long time, and I am just so happy for her and Juan, you know, and the blessing of baby Paxton. I mean, it's so awesome. And, you know, I may be coming north, and if I do, I'm going to find a way to come and see you because I want to hold Paxton. I want to bless him. I want to bless him. I just he's been on my heart. And just a real special time. But again, thank you for, you know, staying in touch and letting us know and kind of follow his life here. This is so cool. We got an interesting story here to open up these viral video segments that we do. And this week we've got it's all about an 80-year-old janitor. He may get to retire again, thanks to the kindness of students, huh?
That's right. So Mr. James, he's a custodian down in Kalispell High School in Texas. And, you know, with the cost of everything going up in the United States, he had retired once and he came out of retirement and, you know, he began working and the students at his school obviously love him a lot. And they were saying, you know, he's 80 years old and he's having to do hard work, things that they just felt like an 80-year-old shouldn't be doing. And one of the students decided, you know what, we're going to start a GoFundMe. Her name's Grayson Thurman. She uploaded a video of Mr. James to TikTok, and she linked to the GoFundMe page. And as of right now, they've raised $270,000 for him. And
oh, wow. Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that great? And I just think, you know, I think what I love about this story is that the students, like, they made the observation, they took the initiative to help, you know, the custodian. You don't necessarily think of students like, you know, I, when I was in elementary school, I remember one of our custodians actually being like one of our favorite people in school. But, you know, you don't always think of that. You don't think of high schoolers always paying attention to that kind of thing. And they did, and they changed this man's life. And then, as so often happens with those stories that we hear, not only do they bless the person of the story, but we all get blessed by hearing it and kind of gives
you. What is this, Sam? I mean, you know, you bring up an interesting point. What is it? Because in my school as well, we honored the janitors. We really liked them. I mean, the kids gravitated to them. I mean, sometimes more than the principal. Amazing, right? Because you think, well, you know, some people might think, well, you know, here's a basic worker, you know, a janitor. But there's just something about them. And the kids didn't have to be taught that. They just did that.
Well, I feel like that janitors are part of your day-to-day life in a way that's, like, kind of different. And, like, I don't know, you know, like, I think sometimes there's, like, a special personality type. They're, like, kind of wise guys who just they get to do their own thing and kind of visit with people. And I remember my grandma worked through the school system for years, for, like, 30 years, and she was saying, she's like, now you could go a week without the principal, but you go just a short, like not even a whole day, like, you'll notice the janitor is missing, and it'll make a difference how your day goes.
Well, maybe because the janitor doesn't have a control over your grades. He's not handing out A's, B's, and C's, right?
True.
Maybe that's part of the deal. I don't know. But there's an affinity. So God bless the janitors. We appreciate them, and congratulations there. That's awesome. This next story, could you imagine being stuck at sea and all you've got is ketchup to live off of?
That's right. I can't. Well, that kind of reminds me of that movie, The Martian, with Matt Damon. He just had, like, he was out on Mars and just had potatoes and ketchup that he lived on for years. But this actually happened in real life. 47-year-old Elvis Francois, this was in December of 2022. He was working on a sailboat making repairs off the island of St. Martin. And this current swept out the sailboat, and he ended up being out there for 24 days with nothing but ketchup and some food seasoning. And so he mixed that with a little bit of water. And can you imagine a bottle of ketchup getting you through that amount of time? I'm still amazed that he survived. And when Heinz Ketchup found out about this, they decide they're going to get this guy a boat, but they have to track him down. So they start a campaign and have like over 4.8 million people share it and view it. And it's like, help us track this. They say, help us find the boat, ketchup boat guy. And so they want to track down Francois and give him a boat, but they want to have like navigational features and all that stuff.
And a motor. How about a motor too?
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
I was like, do you think he wants to go back out on a boat? But they're going to give him a boat that's not going to have this situation happen again. And they actually did end up tracking him down. Since this article got published just a couple of days ago, they had a Zoom meeting with him, and they're arranging the logistics right now.
How cool is that? Is the sail shaped like a Heinz ketchup bottle or something?
I am very curious what this boat's going to be like, and I'm wondering if he's going to get out there on it, you know, because like my first thought is, do you want, you know, I think it's a very generous offer, and then I'm like, but do you want to get out on a boat after being like 24 days in a row might be enough for the rest of my life if I was him.
Exactly.
But,
that's,
you know,
incredible.
If he has a navigation system and a motor, like you said, it could be a whole different ballgame. That's a whole different thing. And a refrigerator full of fries for that ketchup.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, something that will be a little bit more sustaining, although he proved that all he needs is a bottle of Heinz ketchup, so good for them. You know, this next story about skiing, I tell you, with all the snow around and everything, I used to do a lot of skiing in my younger years, and the kids have said, hey, Dad, we got to go skiing, you know, come on out and come to the mountain with us. And I go, you know, I just am not as flexible as I used to be. I'm just afraid of catching an edge and, you know, a tweak in a knee, and I can't tell you how many contemporaries, probably a half dozen of my contemporaries, who thought that they could go out there, and sure enough, they end up, you know, doing what all skiers do, is they overwork themselves, right? They get tired, and they go, okay, and it always happens like on the last run of the day, or maybe the extra day, right, where they, you know, tweak a knee and all this kind of stuff, and I've got friends with torn meniscuses, and personally nothing really severe. But enough to kind of them hobbling a little bit and compromising their ball game. But you know, I just think that's the reason why I'm just not as flexible. Because, you know, you catch an edge, you got to be strong enough and flexible enough to get out of some of those you know, rough spots so you don't hurt yourself. But in this particular case, you know, I was reading about a 97-year-old skier finally retires after hitting the slopes one last time. He says it's been a great run. I would think so.
That's right. So this is up in Haverhill, Massachusetts. A man named Herb Odell. He made his final run earlier this week. I was just thinking about when you were talking about your friends making the last run of the day. I'm so glad that he made this final run and he's okay. He's 97 years old, and he's been skiing since he was just 7 years old. And he decided, you know, this is going to be my last run. And he actually, he goes for the run, and then he takes a picture with his 100-year-old wife named Jenny, who's actually like his, you know, his biggest supporter. And I just thought, wow, that must be a record. How many people can say they skied for 90 years? That's almost a century. Yeah. That's amazing.
No, that is amazing. And to be able to, you know, stay well. So congratulations. This next story, we got about a minute and a half left here, Sam. A cheerleader competes by herself at a state comp. What happened here?
So,
she's competing by herself?
That's right. 2 weeks before the competition, she's a Morrill High School cheerleader. Her coach, April Ott, told her name's Katrina Cohell. She was the only one left. There had only been four people. You know, they obviously came from a small school. But three of the different other girls had ended up having to quit cheerleading for personal reasons. And so, you know, her coach goes to her, is like, you know, I know we have the state championship coming up. I think we should still go. You should still just, you know, go observe, and I think it'll be fun for you. And Katrina's like, no, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I'm going to compete.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
I'm just going to go in there. And this is the first time in the history of the competition that a cheerleader has competed by herself. And what's really cool is all the different people she's competing with, kind of the crowd comes together, and she got the biggest cheers from the crowd out of everybody. You know, they came together supporting her, so you just love to see that.
Exactly. Well, this final story, you've got a toddler lost in the woods for 24 hours. Imagine that, right? We're talking about Paxton. A volunteer trusted his gut and was able to find him. We got 15 seconds left, Sam. Wrap it up. Go ahead.
That's right. Roy Link, a former Marine, he decided to take the day off from fishing when he found out a little boy had been missing in his area for 24 hours. He trusts his gut, goes to the woods to the left, and finds him within like 150 feet. And the little
Why
boy
she's the good news girl, crying. Ladies and gentlemen. Check it out at Sam's.
Duct tape. Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.